Between June 1942 and February 1943, in mailboxes or in the streets, thousands of Germans would come across the Leaflets of the White Rose, later called the Leaflets of the German Resistance, Appeal to All Germans. Authors were Hans Scholl and Alexander Schmorell, as well as, later on, Professor Kurt Huber. The leaflet production, involving the acquisition of supplies such as typewriters, a copying device, ink, paper, and postage stamps, was highly risky. All of the first four leaflets, each printed 100 times, were mainly mailed to Munich academics. With the help of friends, large quantities of the last two leaflets were distributed in 8 German cities and beyond. In a joint effort, Sophie Scholl, Willy Graf, Traute Lafrenz, Professor Kurt Huber, and others managed to substantially extend the resistance group within the last 3 months. The leaflet's edition numbers and distribution grid across German cities are displayed on the panel. The distribution network extended from Berlin, Northeast Germany, to Vienna, Austria.
It was the goal of the White Rose leaflet campaign to break the National Socialist information monopoly and to create counter-publicity. The German people were to be awakened, informed about the National Socialist regime's criminal nature, and to be prepared for the desired collapse of the National Socialist government and imminent military defeat. In 1943, they dared to take the next step. Under cover of night, slogans such as "Down with Hitler" or "Hitler mass murderer" were written with tar on several building fronts in Munich city center. "Freedom" was written right and left of the university's main entrance. Leaflets laid scattered in the streets. They threatened, "We will not be silent. We are your bad conscience. The White Rose will not leave you in peace." A core issue of the resistance movement was Germany's criminal warfare on the Eastern Front, of which they repeatedly had been informed through friends and BBC radio broadcasts, listening to which could result in severe punishment. Very clearly, they denounced the murder of the Jewish population, calling it the most terrible crime against human dignity, a crime unparalleled in the entire history of mankind. They were stunned by the amount of apathy in the German people, stating that everybody who, as a member of the Christian and Western culture, does not actively support Germany's liberation from the National Socialist dictatorship of evil, is equally guilty. The only and highest obligation of each German would be to show passive resistance. By presentation of defined measures of action, the White Rose aimed at reinforcing their readers' courage to oppose the regime and to convince them of their ability to provoke the fall of this government. By sabotaging orders, they were to oppose the regime's repressions.
At the end of January 1943, the fifth leaflet, entitled "Leaflets of the German Resistance, Appeal to All Germans," demanded political freedom, envisioning a positive future. Freedom of speech, freedom of belief, protection of the individual citizen against the despotism of criminal political systems. These are the foundations of a new Europe. The sixth leaflet, addressing both the Stalingrad catastrophe as well as the student revolts, evolved on January 13, 1943, during a speech by the Munich Gauleiter. The new headline, "Fellow Students," was geared towards direct mobilization of the Munich student body. In 1944, over 5 million copies of the sixth leaflet, entitled "A German Leaflet, Manifesto of the Munich Students," were dropped by British Air Force across northern German cities. Additionally, exiled writer Thomas Mann, residing in California, reported as early as June 27, 1943, on the resistance of the Munich students in his monthly BBC broadcast, "German Listeners," stating, You shall not be forgotten.